Okay, we're in a very complex sugya in Shabbos, which is a parallel sugya for us, and with great ramifications for our sugya. It's a complicated shakla v'tarya, so let us see. The Mishnah Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis is Klal Gadol on Ruba Shabbos. There's a key Rashi that I still haven't totally understood. Now, the Rambam certainly disagrees with the Pashtus of Rashi. Kosova and Shabbos Katorah. He believes in the Torah, but Shabbos isn't there. Okay. So the Gemara has a question. Why is it Shachach? Samachesom and Aleph. Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Travaihu. Masnitin betinik shenishba levein hagoyim. What does it mean he doesn't know Shabbos? It means he never knew Shabbos. Vageshin is gayer levein anochim. What's that? How is this gayer? So we're showing him. With that gimel of law, do a mitzvah Shabbos. This guy will be able to have a gear. The Beis Din didn't tell him about Shabbos. Or he was a tinuk at the time. I'm going to stand at Shanishba. Okay. Beis Din didn't tell him. And he's living in a totally... Okay. What's happening there? It's connected, not connected. So that's not our immediate thing. How is this thing? Okay. Hikir ubasov shachach. Let's say he once knew and then he forgot. Chayav will call Shabbos for Shabbos. Chayav and eat Shabbos. Tanan, Shechel Chachir Shabbos, Tamachal David Adir Meikara. He once knew. Lo, my call Shechel Chachir Shabbos, the oyster Shechuach mimenu ikris Shabbos. Oh, Aval Hikl was so Shechach, my Chayav will call Achal. I'll call Shabbos for Shabbos. Adatonio, Deik Shabbos, Osim Lochos Harbib, Shabbos Harbib, Chayav will call Achal. This Nehikl was so Shechach. Kolshke. My yodei ikra Shabbos, v'shoch yodei ikra Shabbos, v'shoch v'chom. Ava lo shoch v'may, chaya v'chom v'chom v'chom. Adetani, hayodei shu Shabbos, v'chom v'chom harbe, v'shabbos harbe, chaya v'chom v'chom. Listen, hayodei ikra Shabbos, chol shken, elamaz, that's the mission. The mission must be talking about shehikir v'sof shochach. He once knew about Shabbos. The Rav of Shmuel Nami, Kehikir so Shachach Domi. Vahachi, Itma. And then now we get to the Memra. Rav of Shmuel, the Amri Travayu, Afilotinek, Shinishba, Bein HaNochrim. Vagir, Shinizgayil, Bein HaNochrim. Kehikir, so Shachach Domi. Vachayah. No difference if he once knew or he didn't know. Says Rashi. Masnin itzrich leminka hikl sof shochach. Lo tema chayav al kol Shabbos Shabbos. Potur. Okay. Then Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Amri Travayu. Davke hikl sof shochach. Tinek shenish b'levein ha-goyim. D'yashin svayeh. The Ben Anochrim Poto says Rashi, a very key Rashi. Savir of Yochum Veshlokish, Ome Mutter Onusu, Loshkoge. If he never knew about it, he's an Onus. Okay, Mesri. Onus, he never knew the whole thing existed. Now, I just want to give you, there's a very important Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, in Perish Mishnayos. Perek Gimel Hilchos Mamrim. And we'll come back to this and come back to this. We're talking about Zokim Mamre. Mishen Mamre b'tor shabal peh in a Zokim Mamre. No. Hu b'chal haminim. Kofa b'yikim. Mesasa b'yad kolodim. Okay. Me'ach. Okay. And Ba'amed v'arim amurim, says someone doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. It's a mini, it's an apikoros. What are we talking about? He came to the conclusion himself. And he came with his own philosophical analysis. He went after his superficial mind, v'achashivas libo, and after his taiva, v'kofa b'torah shabal peh tchilo. Okay. Ram says, if a person was raised with Torah and he decides in karma shamayim, that means he's a very superficial thinker. And why did he come up with these superficial thoughts? Because he's a bal taiva. And he needed it to justify his tithes. There's no intrinsic logic that would ever get someone to say that, says the Rambam. Very, very sharp. Avol, but the next generation, their children, b'nei Olson HaTohen, and their grandchildren, b'nei him, shehidichu Olson, avolson, their parents brought him up with his false beliefs, v'noldu b'minus, v'godlu Olson lehen, they brought them up with it, it's an onus. So here the Rambam in Mishneh Torah says, Tinek Shenishba is an onus. Now this is going to be very difficult, because the Rambam in Hilchos Shgagas is talking about from very extreme cases of Tinek Shenishba. Parag Beis, Halacha Vav. He didn't have any initial knowledge. She's a chet. How is a chay of chatas? Kate said, "Tinek shenishba levein hagoyim, an infant. V'godal, when he grew up, v'ein yodea mahem Yisrael. He never heard of the Jewish people. Zechu. He was adopted by a Chinese couple in the middle of China where they never heard of the Jewish people. For lo datum, he never heard about the Jewish religion. I mean, a person's zero. For yotzem alocha b'shabbos, v'ochel chela v'dam v'chuyotz v'hem, shivad alo shu Yisraeli. When he finds out that he's Jewish, u'metzuva al kolelu, and he's metzuva, chayv v'chayv chatos al kol avera v'erechen kol yotz v'sa. That means there are two major issues, things that the Rambam says. This person had no clue that there's a Jewish people or a Jewish religion. So it's impossible to say about him, Hoya lo lilmud v'lo lomad. He should have looked into it and found out about it. What? He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know where's he going to look into it. he's living, just imagine times in Rambam, there's no instant communication. He's in a place, there's no such thing as a Jewish people, no such thing as the Torah, their religion, Jewish religion, nothing. Where's he supposed to look? He's a shogeg. Wait a second. The Rambam had told us in Hilchos Mamrim, he's an onus. You take a look in the Rambam Perish Rishnayas Nechulin. No, that's not Perish Rishnayas Nechulin. Where is that? Oh, here. Rambam is talking about Shechita of an Apikoros. Tonu Rabbanim, Mori Nechulin. Shechitas Min. Pito paskusi yeno yainesa. Okay. Okay. Shaloya, one of the Tanoim is Shaloya, it's Sudukiv lo by Tusi. And Shteha Kitishmem has Hatchila Hakosha Hakabola. They began it. Vachazu. And MS Al Yadam Leo Shov total. Okay. It says Angel of Yisrael Shov Aver Mis Aminim Hatsudukim Abaitusim Le Reyonoseim Amarum. All these different philosophies. Kol Misha Himtzi Olson Arayin Tchila. The one who began. Harizenerag Lachatchila. We kill him. Kadesh Shel Kalkis Yisrael. So that he won't ruin other people, v'yovad es ha'amuna, and destroy the faith. For nasa b'zalach l'maisim, and oshim rabim b'eretz ha'mayiv, and this is maisim b'chol yom. Aval elu shenoldu l'deyas elu, the one who come up with this idea, v'yitzchanchu aleihem, and they were educated this way, harihen domim l'anusim, they're dome to an anus, v'dinen din tinek shenishim l'vein ha'goyim, Kolaverosov Shkogo Kamo Shibianu be Mesechta Shabbos. So someone who has no clue of anything. Now, I already showed you another Rambam, Perik Beis, not Perik Beis, Perik Hey. Why is a shogeg bring a korban? And an honest doesn't bring a korban. Rambam says, Shogahoyelo livdok lo datek. Should have checked it out. We go bodak yofi yofi vedidik b'shez hoye boli deshkog. Elofi shalo torach, and he didn't do it. V'acha kach yatsa torach kapara. But someone who's an honest, mayolo lasa, has nothing to do. Wait a second. Someone grew up before the days of instant communication. Someone grew up in a little goyish town. In Montana. Never heard of the Jewish people. Never heard of anything. He grew up among the Eskimos up in Alaska. Never heard of anything. How's he supposed to check? What's he checking about? Nothing to check. No, who's he supposed to ask? Okay, Avraham Avinu is one, but not everyone's Avraham Avinu. Major issue. So Rashi says, what is the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel on one hand and Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish on the other hand? Is Tinek Shenishba an onus or a shogeg? Okay. So according to Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, what is shogeg? He knew and he forgot. So, and he had to be careful not to forget. Okay. So the Gemara says, "I can't even just bend a rope. I can't just grab a pot. Mace is a brisa. Klal Godel on Rubah Shabbos. Klal Shochech Yikir Shabbos. Vosam Lochos Harbe. B'Shabbos is Harbe. Nechayv Alachas. Ketsa Tinek Shenish B'Levena Goyim." So then he wakes up, there's a Torah in this world, and I want to become a frum Jew. So he brings one for all the Shabbosos, one for all the Chaylev, one for all the Dam. He has multiple Averis, but it's each one is a separate Haloma. Wait a second. If I were writing this, I'd say differently. But thank God I didn't write it. He has one Haloma. He doesn't know that he's Jewish and there's a Torah. And that caused everything. Not he doesn't know about Shabbos. No. What does being Jewish mean? Knowing the Shabbos. No. Each one is this, all the 613 things that go into being Jewish. And the Brisa goes on. Mumbas argued Rabbi Kiva. Holu mezi korichote. Shoge korichote. My mezi shoshu yodiyah. I've shoge hoshu yodiyah. It means, shoge, meza means there was not absolute ignorance. What is meza means? Knowledge. So shoge also has to have some knowledge. Om alo Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva answered Munbas. Hare emotiv al dvarach. Ima meza choice ha yediyah b'shas mais. Av shoge also b'diyah shas mais. Meza, when is the yediyah? Not a year ago. Mezid, while I'm doing the Avera. Omer Lohen, he says, yes. The cult can show Safta. This Omer Loh Lidvarach, ain't a Kori Shogi Lo Mezid. He says, if I know what I'm doing, it's not a Shogi, it's a Mezid. So it doesn't mean that according to Mumbas, the only shogeg is I know the b'shas meisim. No, Mumba says as follows: yes, if I have a piece of fat and I don't know it's chaylev or shuman, and I think it's shuman, it turns out to be chaylev. I'm definitely gonna be chayev. A korban. Mumban is saying there is a specific type of shogeg where I have a full yediyah b'shah when I do the avera. Omel dvarach and zekor shogeg lemezik ton miyo keitzet tinnik bishlam el ravu shmuel nech rabbi yochanan reish lakish kashe omel och rabbi yochanan reish lakish lo miyik Mumbas, the part of Anamrinuka Mumbas. We agree with Mumbas. Okay. Now, so according to Mumbas, you have to have a yediyah in order for there to be a carbon. So Tinik Shinishba, there is no yediyah. Now he's learning from Sukkim. Rashi calls it honest. So Tosus says, "I will tell you, Shanish b'pot, perish v'kudsh, k'sav v'amamuto honest. Ve'nirit hamayu k'muzik on b'somach. It's learned from pasuk." So Rashi's telling us. What is Rashi telling us? Omemuter is a shoge karav l'honest, and or isn't honest. But I need a pasuk to tell me that. Then I'm potter from a korban in such a case. Meshum onus. Okay. So Gemara says, my time at the Mumbas. Where's Mumbas coming from? Gemara already told us where Mumbas was coming from. But Gemara says no. Rabbanon, okay, has to be a deal. For Rabbanon, hay torachas may avdile. What do they do with it? Boy, they kemakrikri le, Rabbi Yeshua ben Ben Levi Lebrei. Torah has Yerachem Lo'osa Bishkog. Uchsev, Chisishku V'lo'osa Asu, it's called Mitzvah Tohela. Sivan Nevesh Atas V'yod Rambo. Huk Shukol Lo'a Ma'avorosa. Zehekish from everything Ma'avorosa. Ma'ala Halon Dove Shechayov Melov Donor Kores. Shukol Tzchato, it's called Dove Shechayov Melov Donor Kores, Och Shukol Tzchatzas. Okay. Now, we learned that you only chayv a carbon when you use kares. So, according to Mumbaz, there is a case where I have full yediyah of saveira and I still bring a carbon. So, where's the shkaga? Could go and shkaga a carbon. So, Mumbaz comes up with a svara, shkaga a carbon. El Rabbanan. Now, that means as follows. What is the Gemara saying? Mumbaz requires a yediyah. That's what he told Rabbi Akiva. And since he requires a yediyah, and that's what he told Rabbi Akiva, he, more than that, he's going to be chayav a korban, even in the case I have full yediyah sachet. I'm eating chaylev, and I know Torah said chaylev is not allowed to be eaten. And in some case of doing that, then I'm going to be chayav a carbon. And it's not going to be amazing. So Mumba says, you know what that is? That's shigigas carbon. For Rabbonon, and this Rabbonon disagree with Mumbaz about this point. But so what are we doing? We're inside the shita of Mumbaz. Inside the shita of Mumbaz. Inside the sheet of Mumbaz, that I require a deer, they said, there's a Rabbonah who say, listen, we don't go as far as him. We need something else. Rabbi Yochanan Omar go and shug of a chorus. That means Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish agrees Shigas carbon is not a shug. What about, but there is a idea that it's an Aveira. Rabbi Yochanan shug of a chorus. I don't know it's chorus. Now, so what is it? According to Mumbaz, that you need a yediyah. And there's even a case of a full yediyah. So the people who disagree with Mumbaz on that, but disagree with on Shigas Karban, so questions, so what is the shkoga? I don't know it's kares, or I don't know it's a lav. I don't understand the chum. I know it's also, I don't understand the chumas havera. I don't understand the chumas havera. And what the Chumah is, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Shogi Bekaris. Rabbi Yochanan says, it has to be Shogi even Belav. He doesn't know what's Belav, doesn't get Malkus for. So that means, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I have the following scenario. Someone is about to eat Chometz and Pesach. Chayiv Karis. And two Edim come up to him and say, you know, if you eat Chometz and Pesach, it's a lav and you chayav malchus. He says, I don't care. If they catch me, I'll put up with a malchus. But I love this chometz. But the person says, oh, but you're crazy. You're going to be chayav karis. He says, I'm not chayav karis. I know it's osur. I know it's imlot. I say, I'm willing to get malchus. I'm getting hasrof for malchus. So what donors do you get? Carbon, according to Rebbe. According to Rabbi Yochanan, until you understand the chumra of what you did, you get a carbon. Even though I'm willing to be mekabel malchus, but since I didn't understand the chumra chometz, that is karis. Reish Lakish says no. You understand it's a lav, and you'll get. And you'll get malchus for it, and willing to get malchus, you get malchus, you don't get a korban. My time to reach Lakish, I'm a cross, I was a son of Ishkog Varsha, and she got a Yishkog Belavship, Belav the Korishab. If you don't cry, call the Reb Shimmer, my overlay, me boil the Khatanya. Okay. Tony Rabbon. Okay. Now, it's a very interesting Rambam. What's interesting, Rambam? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are saying what they're doing because they're inside the shita of Mumbaz that I need a yediyah. And they have to come up with a case. I have a yediyah that I'm doing an Avera, and I'm still going to be chayav a carbon. Okay. And Machog Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Harry Paskin, Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. But if this is totally L'chora, this is a result of machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Mumbaz, Tinek Shenishba. And the Rambam paskins what? The Rambam paskins Tinek Shenishba is a shogeg. I have a carbon. And therefore, he has no read, there's no hechrich on the part of the Rambam to paskin this whole machlokas. Maybe, hey, if I know it's osur, it's osur, and I'm chayav for it, and I don't bring a carbon. No. The Rambam takes this and says, no. If you don't know that it's chometz is chayav kares, then you're a shogeg and you bring a carbon. Even though from the flow of the sugya, it would seem nechateis. It's only within Mumbaz. Okay. The Gemara has something. A little further down, the last eight lines. Omer Abaye. Now let's get back to Masech Teshuvos. Omer Abaye. Hakomodim b'shuas bitoi she'en chayovim ala korban ad sheyishgog b'lav shebo. Okay. Shuas bitoi, says Rashi. Shuas bitoi. She'ochal v'lo ochal. She'ochalti v'lo ochalti. I will eat, and he didn't eat. So I ate, and I didn't. Chayav al korban. So Rashi says Abaye is working within Rabbi Akiva, and not Rabbi Yishmael. Let's just everyone recall, and this is going to be a major issue. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. You chayav al korban and ovar. Korban says lahar lehetiv. Uchsev be. I won't eat. If you got a shua, that's a helam shua. What is shogei belav shaba? The helam is helam shua. Hakomodim man, who's hakomodim? Rabbi Yochanan. I'll call her by lava pluk to the Mumbaz Rabbonan koi. Lishmeinin the Mumbaz, the mode of Mumbaz Baha, she got scorb and lo have a shkoga. So, don't say here Mumbaz is trying to tell you that she got scorb and is not a shkoga and davke she got laugh. No. The Mechatese, a Kavachomer. And Rashi just repeats our Gemara. Hash to Bechola Torah Kula, the Lekah Chidish, the Korban did who? Ama Moz Machayim Shigas Korban, Hacha the Chidish, who ends up a car, the Korban Lo Kolshkin. Elul Rabbanan Koma, I plugged it to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Koma. When I call Modem, Rabbi Yochanan. Davar gav de ba'al makama af b'shehezi b'lav, hocha b'inan she'yishkog b'lav. I have to be a shogeg in the lav, and not a shogeg in the carbon. Pshita. Kevin da liba de rabbanon ifli damri shigas carbon lav shogeg. Iba lav shalo hazed b'meshogak. Kolom kam Reb Yochanan ba'alma el b'makom karis shog b'karis. Salka daikami. What do I have thought? B'shuas b'itri nami koi Reb Yochanan. B'milsidi avu b'shehezid b'lav. Kashaloch b'mashag shag b'karbon. O l'chidish modu b'rabbanan. Now, let us try to understand. Kamashwan is not. So what is Reb Yochanan telling us? Reb Yochanan is saying like this. What am I saying? I'm saying, if as long as I did not understand the Chumras HaAveira, I'm still a shogeg. I'm eating chometz. Would I have realized that chometz in Issachar is I want to eat chometz? But I didn't realize the Chumras HaAveira. So I didn't realize the Chumras HaAveira. I'm a shogeg. He says, but in chometz, what's the chometz aver of the karis? Not the carbon. So if I knew it's an issachar, I didn't know carbon, I understood the chometz aver. But in shvua is only a lav. So what's the chometz aver of the carbon? So not knowing the carbon is not knowing the chometz aver. That's the Kamash Malon. That's what our Gemara is all about. Kamash Malon, what? Abai demod Rabbi Yochanan, but the beginning is Shigas Lav, not Shigas Korban. The Hezeb Lav, Sulek Ashkoka, Nami Pligi Rabbon and Amuva, so I'm a Dan Shigas Korban. So the Gemara asks, so what would I have thought? Ho will Chai of Korban Chidishu, Bechol HaTorah Kula, I would have thought that. Kamash Malan, the Svar I just told you is wrong. The Svar in Masech Teshuvas that I told you is wrong. Kamash Malan. Meisvi. So now the Gemara is asking the Brisa, the Gemara in Shuvas quoted. Shigigas Shuvas Bitu L'Shova. Shem Oma in Yodea and Isha Shua Zuatsura and Yodem Chemo Korban Lo Chayev. So apparently Shigas Korban is, and it's a Brisa. Dibis Almim, so said Rashi. Dibis Almim and Men as Harashua. If I didn't know this Harashua, I'm Oma Mutter. And the Chaonis Bishashua, because Oma Mutter is what? Oma Mutter is an onus. Now, Amani Mumbazi. Now, this Rashi is the big, it's a big suffix. What does that mean? So Rashi combines all the different statements of Mumbaz. He says, "The Amanami Bialmo Shmoshkoga Avo Rabbon de Pligale, lest they be to the Shoava." But the Rabbonin who disagree with Mumbaz, what do they say? They say that there's no bitul l'sho'avar. Savikir b'Shmuel. Wait a second. So Rishon of Tosas, the Ravon, Rashbam jump up and say, wait one second. Who are the Rabbanon who disagree with Mumbaz? Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Yechayv Shul Shova. So what b'chal? So what's Rashi learning this time to the Gemara? Yesh Gorsim, Hamani Mumbas. Pshit Hash, the whole Torah, Ama Mumbas, Shigas Korabin, Shmashkoga, Hogan the Kiddush, Ulo Kolshke. Ela Rabbonin, Utuft Yabayer. Utuft, no. So, what did the Gemara do? The Gemara in Shvuah, so what, the Gemara is just quoting the Gemara in Shvuah. And the Gemara in Shvuah is a Tiyufta of Abaye. Okay, so then according to this Gersa, there's no difference between the Gemara in Shvuah and the Gemara in Shabbos. But according to the first, Gerson Rashi. And Rashi doesn't like this Gerson. Elav Rabbanu Tiyufta Abaye Tiyufta V'lo Nehirali. I don't like it. My Pshitusa Ha'itzich Lashmina D'chaluk Ishkogazu Mishar Shkogaz Ha'atora L'mumbaz Ben Shishog V'kor Mishog B'lav V'karish Mishog V'kam B'shalo Ova Mishog B'lav Shibolav Shkogay D'chziv Ha'odom B'shvuah. If I'm on my mutter, I don't bring a carbon because, why not? Wait a second. So Rashi previously told us that what? What's the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Munbaz? It's about Yediyah, not Yediyah. Now he's saying something else. Oma Mutter. That I said before, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Mumbas, Chum, Oma Mutter, Eilchanami. Oma Mutter, I said it's an onus. So I can't introduce that here. Wait 1 second. When is Oma Mutter an onus? Lo Yeridia Betchila. I never heard about her. But Yadav Sav Shachach, not so simple. Now, we show him jumping Rashi. I read through. There's a very, we have to now go through the Tosus here and the Tosus in Shavuos, the Ramban here in Shabbos, the Ramban in Shavuos. And it would be very instructive to go through the Ritva and Rashba in both cases. Now, this is, I wanted just to read through the whole Gemara with you. It's a complicated Shaklavataria. Mirtz Hashem Bli Neder by Sunday. Everyone will have seen the Gemara with the Tosfos and the Rambans. Mirtz Hashem Bli Neder. And then we'll be able to understand the ideas behind what's happening. We'll see the text and we'll understand the ideas behind the text. Okay, it won't be. I have a bris tomorrow at Beit Shemesh in the morning, so it won't be shit tomorrow. It doesn't mean people should be out in the town.